about to play takes place in the Next Generation era. It's a mission called Ambush. And it's actually the player's first introduction to Captain Sisko and the Defiant, and also first time in the game where the player's hero ship is actually the Galaxy-class Enterprise.
Okay. Captain Picard.
So you start off with the Enterprise, the Galaxy-class, and we're just going to fill out our fleet a little bit here. I'm going to grab an Akira. Maybe an old Ambassador.
That's an interesting art, playing with Rucker's.
chewing on my controller hand.
I think if we ever play multiplayer, I want to specify Rucker's must be chewing on your arm while we play.
Oh, she done? She's got, oh man, she's got some jaws on her.
Do I need to go prior loose?
Okay.
This is one of my favorite loading screens, because I love the look of that Warbird in the Raptor.
After departing Utopia Planitia Fleet Yards for a test flight of the newly completed USS Defiant, we've arrived in the Atari system to find some disturbing evidence of a Romulan incursion into Federation space. Starfleet Command has been notified of our discovery, and nearby starships are en route to our position. The Atarian Nebula was chosen as a proving ground for the Defiant's trial run because of its isolation from prying eyes. Yet, here I stare at the wreckage of a Romulan warbird well within our borders. Starfleet has been concerned by the active reemergence of the Romulan Star Empire in recent months. Their actions seem to be getting bolder with each new encounter, such as this most recent attempt to conquer Vulcan. As a matter of even greater concern, my chief engineer has informed me that upon entering Atari, our warp drive has become mysteriously inoperative. Until other Federation starships arrive, it is our duty to scout the area surrounding the nebula to determine what, if any, Romulan presence still lingers.
I love that shot of it.
Though this was supposed to be the Defiant's first trial run in a simulated exercise, I can't wait to see what our capabilities truly are. That's truly a spectacle, I thought I'd
get the atmosphere going a little bit.
At least not this close. Let's get a scan of it.
Benjamin Sisko, and I was just about to ask you that very question. Give me a reason why you have breached the neutral zone and violated the terms of our treaty.
I am Commander Valerius of the Tal Shiar. We do as we will, with or without your approval. Our intelligence has placed a very dangerous fugitive in this sector, and we lay in wait for her.
Am I to assume the disruption field inhibiting our warp drive is your doing?
As I said, we are waiting for our prey.
So you're hoping to capture a quarry. Then what?
Then we intend to destroy her for the Romulan lives she has extinguished. Our justice and laws demand no less.
Our laws mandate that anyone in our space is to be judged by our standard. If you wish to extradite a prisoner, you must go through the proper channels. You cannot simply...
Do you take us for fools, Sisko? These new Vulcan weapons will not stop us. Your puppets cannot withstand the might of the Romulan Star Empire.
Vulcan weapons? I have no idea what you're referring to, Commander. But the Federation does not attack its neighbors.
You lie. I've seen firsthand what your allies did to one of our worlds. Yet one of your ships was unharmed by the Vulcan assassin you sent into our space. She plagued us for years, and now we will know vengeance.
I'm not sure what you're basing your intelligence on, Valerius, but from where I'm sitting, you're the one who is in direct violation of our peace agreement.
You into it yet?
You dare feign ignorance?
We both know I can't just leave you to your own devices here. You have violated our space.
Enough. This conversation has become tiresome. And you are more useful dead than interfering with my plans.
Get us into that nebula fast, Ensign. Full impulse power. Captain's log, stardate 45252.8. Starfleet has ordered the Enterprise and three other Federation starships to the Itarian Nebula in response to a disturbing report from one of our vessels undertaking a routine training flight in the area. With little intelligence to go on and no sign of the Defiant, we have begun an intensive scan of the surrounding area to discover what may have happened to her. My chief engineer says all our systems are functioning properly. However, we seem to be unable to create a stable warp field. Sensors indicate this system is littered with objects that are giving off inverse graviton bursts. They seem to be having a destabilizing effect on our warp fields. We're also detecting something. A faint signal coming from within the nebula. It seems to be a Federation transponder. We should move to it.
Sisko has been just going through some trial runs with the Defiant, and he got caught up in some Romulan issues, so now we're going to see if we can rescue him. So as you can see, as I pull out from this, and view the entire mission here, I can see there's actually this huge field of what these the Romulans put together, these warp dampeners, right, that are actually inhibiting all warp travel through this entire sector.
So one of the things you have to do is probably get rid of those.
Correct. I have to bring down enough that I can actually create a warp field and actually leave. Because right now I'm trapped here. So our first objective is this white marker here. It seems to be a Federation transponder, so I'm going to path to it.
Course set, Captain.
Akira standing by.
You know, all my ships now.
Sensors report enemy vessel.
So I love the lighting on this, on some of these maps we've got here. It's really dramatic, shows off how beautiful some of our models are.
Yeah, all I can see you can spend some time just sitting here panning around and looking at them.
Yeah. I mean, I can't stress enough just the wonderfully cinematic quality our game is finally nailed down between the original captains doing all the VO and just these really
enemy vessels detected.
And of course, the next trend.
Health, player course. Engage.
It's a Federation disaster beacon. There's an encoded message hidden within the carrier.
This is Lieutenant Commander Benjamin Sisko, acting captain of the Defiant. We've been attacked by Romulan warbirds and have been unable to get word back to Starfleet of the Romulan presence here. We were unable to elude them, having been restricted to impulse speeds. Seeking refuge within the nebula has bought us time, but they are very near to discovering us here. Any Federation vessel who discovers this beacon should attempt to destroy enough warp inhibitors to disable the disruption field. Only then can you form a stable warp bubble and escape.
So pretty much got our next objective now, which is
marching orders.
Marching orders. I've got a. Oh, one of my guns got.
Setting course now. New enemy vessels detected.
They're taking out these warp
engaging
warp.
Target. Engaging target. Moving into attack position. Exit. Standing by.
Good company.
Okay, see, my guys are taking up that first stand over there.
Enterprise. Threat neutralized.
Okay, I already hit before I launched.
Appalachia standing by. New enemy vessels detected.
En route.
And a large part of this mission is this is a really overwhelming force that's protecting these. So a lot of times I need to make way into these nebulas here. And which will usually shake their sensors and I can actually hide. And it gives me a good chance to catch my breath, repair some systems, get my shields back up before I have to.
So your ship will make repairs as necessary?
Right, I'll show you that. Something I can pull up here on this menu here. Holding the left shoulder button here, I can go through all of my systems. Look at their individual health. And I can actually just set internal repair. But it comes at a cost.
If you have to distribute energy to repair, so all your other ship systems, like your
shields,
weapons, and weapons, suffer as a consequence.
Which is great if you're hiding in a nebula at the time, but if you're actually in battle.
In battle, yeah, you want to think twice about your.
In phaser range, Captain. Romulan ships approaching, Captain.
So right now, I'm just going to try to get my ambassador. He got
caught in a zone out there, and I can't warp out because of the dampeners.
Captain, they've taken out our shield.
And you can see the VO from like some of the crew members on that ship letting me know how my systems are faring. See the rest of my fleet waiting in this nebula. So then for a surprise.
Romulan ships approaching, Captain.
Exit. Standing by.
Avalanche standing by.
Enterprise.
Akira standing by.
Laser ready.
All shields down.
All shields down.
I didn't expect this fight when they were chasing that one back.
And their voiceovers were indicating that as well, because they were saying they're overmatched.
Yep. Now the Akira itself has excellent sensor system on it, and you'll note that every time I'm getting a phaser reticle, I'm actually getting a full block, which means I'm doing maximum damage.
So the better sensors are actually just making it, you're able to get a better lock than some of the other ships.
I'm getting it much closer. Looks like my ambassador is still alive, barely.
In
the nebula, and my other guys.
Lasers ready, Captain.
Romulan ships detected.
Target shields down.
Our shields are down.
Akira standing by.
Operation standing by.
That looks amazing right there.
Good looking ship. I've had a lot of fun with this game, just going through and grabbing screenshots and stuff to send out to, you know, the fans, get people excited.
Right.
It's just, it's kind of hard not to find a really good moment with just the capture.
Sure.
Awaiting all of us. Romulan ships detected.
Digress a little bit from the point of this mission. I'm kind of having too much fun right now with the battle, but actually wiping the floor. Jeez, that's great. I think I had it set on easy.
Target shields down.
It's off in the up in the corner there. You have the view of your four ships. That corresponds to the D-pad, but it also shows their status.
Correct. So you're actually going to get, you have their shield settings, their shield strength, the state of their hull, which is, as you take more damage to your hull, it starts to wipe red towards the left.
Okay.
So you see my ambassador class here, if you look at the icon for it.
Oh yeah.
He's got a lot of damage to his hull, and I can confirm that by looking at his assistance strength too. I'll set these to repair. And in the meantime, I'm not really paying too close to attention to my galaxy class right now, but the AI isn't stupid, so it's kind of, it's taking over for me a little bit, and he knows Hacker's ever closest.
So if you leave them alone, they're not going to just, like, wander off.
They're just going to go, and stop working for
it.
Enterprise.
Akira,
so I'm going to get back to my task, see if they have this work.
Standing by.
Shields are down.
Avalanche are standing by.
And I kind of took a pot shot on that one, because I don't really have to worry about my photons. But if I wait longer, then I put a photon lock there on this as well.
Force laid in.
Start taking
engaging
out.
Engaging
target. Moving in
fourth
attack formation.
Operator
standing by.
Photons are loading, sir. Target destroyed, Captain.
And I picked up a little more heat. But my steam ready to handle this guy.
Enemy vessel detected. Enterprise.
Sensors locked.
Akira standing by.
Standing by.
Operation standing by.
Get back into enemy sensors.
Teams. But first, we'll have to bring the Romulan station shields down.
The freighter demands your destruction. We have company.
Just in time for my new objective with some more of their big fleet here. But I see my objective here right now is the station, and it's actually holding the Defiant captive.
Right.
So I need to try to take its shields down, see if I can take the Defiant out of there.
Thank you.
Now the Defiance can't actually join your four, but they can be an ally.
He's gonna be
back
ally.
Into the.
I don't want to give any more spoilers, so I'm
just gonna
stop the mission there. But as you can see, it's kind of cool how we weave in all the different captains and everything.
It's amazing. Yeah, well, as I expected, the whole trip has left me just wanting to play it. So, well, thanks again.
No problem.